So we have quite a different gospel than we had last week. Yes. In fact, all the readings, I mean, they're just fabulous. But I just want to take a few minutes to look at what Luke has written about this woman and about Jesus and about the leaders of the synagogue and about the people, the crowds that were there. A dear friend of mine and parishioner, June Lindsay. June, when she first came to Church of the Nativity in Port St. Lucie, where I had the opportunity and privilege, honor to serve there as a rector, June came and she walked through the front doors, and Nativity is kind of like half, this is the size, okay? It's half of you all. But anyway, she walked in the front door, and June was a very small woman, and she was bent over. And she had a walker that had the seat, you know, she was able to push, but she could not stand upright. And June not only had physical ailments, but she had really emotional and spiritual ailments as well. You see, June didn't have an easy life growing up. Her father was abusive, and her mother was not protecting her. And so she had a rough childhood and teenage years, and then she ended up marrying a man who was also abusive. But she stuck with him. And they had, in their marriage, they had a son who she absolutely adored. Now, when June came to Nativity, she was probably in her early 80s. And we got to know each other, and June and I celebrated our birthday together because hers was the same day as mine. And I always called her Miss June. Her husband died after a long, long, unhappy marriage. And that was sad on different levels. But then 2 years later, her son died, which was very, very sad. And all this happened before she came to our church. She came to our church probably about a year after her son had died. She found him, and he was living with her, and she found him in his bedroom. June was hurting. She was full of grief. And I believe not only was her physical ailment keeping her bent over, but her emotional and spiritual ailment as well. She needed to be loved. Above all things, she needed to be loved. And I will say that I'm very pleased to say that we fell in love with June, and she fell in love with us. Now, June never physically was able to stand up straight, but spiritually and emotionally and mentally, she was standing. And she knew and understood that she was loved by her community, by her faith community, but most important, by her Lord, that God had not forsaken her after all those years. And she celebrated that, and we celebrated that with her. So when I read this story about the woman who, by the way, we don't even get to know her name. We know that for 18 years, she was suffering from some ailment and really crippled with a spirit that crippled her also. We don't know why she showed up at the synagogue on the Sabbath. Maybe she showed up every Sabbath. And maybe she was shunned You know, she, after all, back then, she was a woman, right? She didn't have any money, and she was crippled. So those three strikes against her. So she, we don't even know if she was in the synagogue, but we know that she showed up. I don't know if she knew, had heard about Jesus, or maybe she didn't. Maybe it was just a God thing, and she was there that day when he was there. But all of that really is not that important. The important thing is that she was there and Jesus was there. And you notice that she didn't come up to Jesus and say, "Hey, can you heal me?" Or she didn't go to Jesus and say, "I'm sorry for what I've done my whole life. I'm sorry for my sins. Can you heal me?" No, what happened is he spotted her. He saw her. She couldn't see him because she's looking down. She hasn't been able to see people's faces in 18 years. And he saw her. And he went to her and he touched her and he healed her. And what does she do? Man, she stands up straight. And she's given praise and thanks to her Lord and Savior. To me, I think about that, and I think about my life and our lives and the people that I know and love and people that I don't know. How many of us have spent years bent over? Maybe not physically, some, but spiritually and emotionally, we're bent over. That the burdens that we've dealt with have just caused so much heaviness on us that we can't stand up. That we haven't had people in our lives to help us stand up. Crisis, situations in our lives, death, grief, illness, loss of a job, loss of a home, loss of family, worries about our country. All those burdens that weigh us down can bend us over. And Christ comes and says, "Stand up. Stand up. I'm going to lift those shoulders up for you and be with you in those crises and in those sufferings and in those pains and in that grief." It's a wonderful, wonderful message that Christ tells this woman, the people at the synagogue, the leaders of the synagogue who want to go by the law. By the way, they're not bad, bad people, right? They just have a law and they want to follow it, right? But they forget the actual law of God, and that is love. You see, sometimes we look over people that are bent down. We'll walk right by them because they don't look like we do, right? They don't talk like we do. They don't worship like we do. And we'll walk right by them instead of getting down and lifting them up. And maybe that's been your experience too in some time in your life, that you felt bent down. And who's there to help lift you up, to see light? To see light. I believe that that's what the church is supposed to do. With each other here and outside these walls. That we are to see others that are forgotten or look different or bent over, that are beaten and beaten and beaten, that have lost dignity, lost hope. The wonderful, wonderful message in Jeremiah is something that I think is vital to every person that's ever walked the face of this earth. God said, what? Before you were born, I knew you. Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. I created you. Don't forget. I created you to stand up for those that can't. To stand up for yourselves. Because you have something very special to do in your lives. Not just Jeremiah. Now, you may not be a prophet. By the way, I don't want to be a prophet. I'm too old, because all the prophets that God ever picked were young. Have you ever noticed that? They're all like young guys. There are a few women. But God has something for you to do. Now, I'm retired, loving it. And I figured God said, well, I'll let you retire for a few months. Right? Enjoy it while it lasts. But I've got other things for you to do in your retirement. You see, God has things for you to do too. Because God formed you and knows your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit more than anyone else. Now, my kids think they know me. Right? If you have adult children, they think they know you and should tell you what to do. Okay? It's very annoying, by the way. I love my children. Don't get me wrong. My daughters are great. But every once in a while, they'll say, Mom. You know. It's pitiful. But it is. It is pitiful. But so I diverge from where I was going, but God does have something for each of us to do. But the first thing that God wants us to do is to heal, to stand up. And by doing that, we're able to help others heal that are bent over. 18 years, some of you can relate to that. Some of you have dealt with illness and things in your life, tragedies that I know Miss June did for many, many years. She felt that pain that she was not able to stand up. And thank God the faith community that she entered into was able to help her as she helped us. It wasn't just a one-way street. We just didn't help her. She helped us stand up. So remember that as you go about your week. Look at people. Be aware of those that may look different or sound different or might be a little scary to you or me. They may not appear to be bent over, but they may be bent over in their heart. And they need to know that they too were formed by God. God's love is an incredible, incredible gift that everyone, every creature ever created has that gift. They just don't know it yet. And we got to help them know it, right? We got to help them know that they're loved. We have to have a love feast, folks. You know, this isn't the 1960s with Woodstock, but we need to have a love feast with Christ in the center, lifting us all up. You, each of you, God knew before you were even formed in your mother's womb. And we'll always know. And we'll always love. Amen.
Amen.